This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Leaders of the Group of Seven industrial nations have agreed on an infrastructure plan for developing nations to challenge China's global initiatives. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
President Biden's campaign to unify the world's democratic leaders to compete economically with China reached a turning point at the summit. Biden held talks with France's Emmanuel Macron, who was happy to have a cooperative ally after 4 years of a Trump presidency, which had strained Franco-US relations.
I think it's great to have a US president part of the club and very willing to cooperate.
Biden also met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who downplayed differences on China and a pipeline that would transport natural gas from Russia to Germany, bypassing Ukraine. Nevertheless, Biden articulated his support for the EU to handle its economic issues.
The European Union is an incredibly strong and vibrant entity.
Karen Chamas, London.
The leaders of the G7 are set to sign the Carbis Bay Declaration, described as an historic statement, setting out a series of concrete commitments to prevent any repeat of the human and economic devastation wreaked by coronavirus. The statement, named for the location of this week's summit in Cornwall, England, recognizes the need to tackle the roots of the coronavirus pandemic on a global level. The aim is to slash the time needed to respond to a pandemic, including to develop vaccines, to less than 100 days. The leaders were acting on recommendations presented by the Pandemic Preparedness Partnership, a group of international experts established by England earlier this year. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Indirect talks between Tehran and Washington on reviving the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal resumed in Vienna Saturday, as the European Union said negotiations were intense and Germany called for rapid progress. The sixth round of talks kicked off as usual with a meeting of remaining parties to the deal, Iran, Russia, China, France, Britain, Germany, and the European Union, in the basement of a luxury hotel. The U.S. delegation to the talks is based in a hotel across the street, as Iran refuses face-to-face meetings. The talks' chief coordinator, EU foreign policy official Enrique Mora, who is leading the shuttle diplomacy between Iran and the United States, has said he expects a deal in this round of talks. Other envoys, however, are more cautious, saying many difficult issues are yet to be resolved. Police fired tear gas and arrested several people in the Nigerian cities of Lagos and Abuja during protests on Democracy Day against President Muhammadu Buhari on Saturday. Democracy Day celebrates Nigeria's move to civilian rule more than 20 years ago. Reuters news agency journalists saw police firing gunshots into the air and tear gas into the crowds in order to disperse them while demonstrators held placards and chanted, "Buhari must go." Simmering anger over mass kidnappings for ransom in the Northwest, a decade-long Islamist insurgency in the Northeast, and a harsh crackdown on protesters in Lagos last October has set the country on edge and led to demands for greater action to combat insecurity. Saudi Arabia announced Saturday this year's Hajj pilgrimage would be limited to no more than 60,000 people, all of them from within the kingdom, due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. The announcement by the kingdom comes after it ran an incredibly pared-down pilgrimage last year over the virus, but still allowed a small number of the faithful to take part in the annual ceremony. The kingdom's Hajj and Umrah ministry said this year's Hajj, which begins in mid-July, would be limited to those age 18 to 65. Only vaccinated pilgrims may take part. Each year, up to 2 million Muslims perform the Hajj, required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their lifetime. It is seen as a chance to wipe clean past sins and bring about greater humility and unity among the faithful. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.